And welcome, everybody, to the Pod's Honest Truth with David Brody. Hope you're well. Boy, I tell you what, like 2020 can't get even crazier. President Trump, as everyone knows by now, has COVID-19 along with Melania. He's got cold-like symptoms for now, mild. We'll see how that develops. And I mean, you don't even know what to say at this point. Obviously, thoughts and prayers, all of that with the president, though on the liberal left and the Twitter sphere, they're not saying that at all. As a matter of fact, there's stuff on Twitter saying that they hope the president dies and they're rooting for the virus. I mean, crazy stuff like that. And these are from blue check verified Twitter accounts from the left. So it's pretty pathetic. But anyhow, today on the podcast, we're going to hear from two folks that you know very well. Senator Ted Cruz will be with us and Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA. Both were on the Water Cooler Show, my Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern show that you can watch on Real America's Voice every single day. We will talk with both Charlie Kirk and Ted Cruz coming up next on the Pod's Honest Truth.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Pod's Honest Truth with David Brody. All right, time now for our interview with Ted Cruz. You know him well. He's the senator of Texas and, of course, ran for president. Well, why am I going through the whole resume? I mean, look it up on Wikipedia. You know the deal. And so I had a chance to talk to Senator Cruz today about President Trump and COVID-19 in terms of when he heard the news and what the road forward is, specifically as it relates to a couple of things. Number one, the Supreme Court nomination battle. Because remember, President Trump was with Amy Coney Barrett a few days, well, it was about a week ago or so. And then, of course, Amy Coney Barrett went to Capitol Hill and met with a lot of senators, including Ted Cruz. And so he talks about whether or not the Supreme Court nomination battle could be delayed. He gets into that. Also, the 25th Amendment. A lot of folks have been talking about whether or not we need to queue up the 25th Amendment as it relates to succession in case President Trump is incapacitated and can't do his job. I think we're way, way early on any of that talk. But I do ask him about that. So here's Ted Cruz on the Pod's Honest Truth. Senator Ted Cruz, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
David, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you hear the big news, first of all, obviously with President Trump and COVID-19? How did you hear and what's your reaction to it, sir?
You know, I heard when everyone else did, when the news broke. I saw it on my cell phone. It's obviously concerning. Heidi and I, our prayers are with the president, with the first lady. That they recover. I guess the news has reported the president has mild symptoms. I hope that he recovers quickly. We need him strong and strong and ready. And I hope that he gets better quickly.
Senator, are there certain questions and answers that you want in your mind in terms of what happens now? I mean, I guess we just wait to see how the symptoms progress for the president, but there are, you know, people already talking about the 25th Amendment and what road we might have to go down there. What's your sense from a constitutional perspective about where we are right now?
I think all of that is wildly premature. I mean, look, the Democrats and the media have been speculating about the 25th Amendment since Inauguration Day. And they've been eager at every moment to invoke the 25th Amendment, President Trump, and they want him not to be president. Mm-hmm. At this point, with mild symptoms, it's not remotely a concern. Look, any time you have a president, if someone gets seriously ill, that's something that can happen to any human being. And if that situation develops, we'll deal with it then. But at this point, the president is under medical care. The first lady is under medical care. They're, as I understand it, in quarantine and taking reasonable precautions. And hopefully, it does not develop seriously. This is a disease we've seen that has wildly different impacts on different people. For some people, it has very, very serious health implications. For other people, the symptoms are quite mild. And so I hope the president and first lady fall into the latter category.
To talk about the Supreme Court nomination situation, do you see this potentially being affected at all? Because, you know, with contact tracing and the fact that Amy Coney Barrett was with the president, then with some senators, yourself included, I mean, how is this going to work exactly? Do you see complications at all as it relates to the Senate Judiciary hearing coming up?
You know, I don't believe there will be. The Judiciary Committee has the capacity, and we've been doing this for some time now, to do either in-person hearings, remote hearings, or some hybrid of the two. We do hearings every week where some senators are participating via remote conversation and some are in person with Judge Barrett. So I met with her this week, and actually when all the senators met with her, we met in a very socially distanced, safe environment. They did it in a very different circumstance than is typical. Usually with a Supreme Court nominee, that nominee will come to each senator's office. And so in the course of a week or two, they'll come to all 100 senators typically. Mm-hmm. This time, many Democrats are refusing even to talk to her. But rather than having her come to each senator's office, what we did instead is she went to the Capitol. Went to a room called the Mansfield Room, where the majority typically has lunch, and we met there in a socially distanced way, where the chairs were about 8 feet apart.
Well, Senator, you know the criticisms are going to come the president's way. As you might imagine, Democrats and liberals in the media are already getting on his case for you know the masks and the social distance and the big rallies without anybody wearing masks. I mean, what's the reaction to some of the pushback that this president and writ large, maybe some conservatives are going to get for kind of making it a Wild West scenario? That's the way they see it. And they say, well, look, the president got it and he wasn't responsible.
Well, it's not surprising that you're seeing Democrats in the media being mean-spirited and wishing hateful things on the president. The reality is the president and the White House, that there are rigid protocols in place. So anytime you meet with the president, they require you to take a COVID test. So if you go to a White House meeting, you have to take a COVID test. Everyone surrounding the president is taking COVID tests. I recall a few weeks back, I flew with the president to Midland, Texas on Air Force One. And everyone going on Air Force One, you had to go to the White House at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. and get a COVID test that day. And actually, one of the people who was flying with us was Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Louie came to the White House. He was tested. He tested positive. So they said, you're not getting on the plane.
Right.
And Louie went. Thankfully, Louie is better and is doing fine now. But there are very significant health protocols in place around the president. But that being said, this is an infectious disease, and it's impossible to drop to zero the risk of transmission.
Senator Ted Cruz, thanks for all of the time on a very busy Friday. I appreciate it.
Good to talk.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, that's Ted Cruz on the Pod's Honest Truth. Time now for our interview with Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA and close personal friend of the president. He does a lot when it comes to getting out younger conservatives to vote. President Trump's going to need every single one of those for sure in 2020. And now what will Charlie Kirk's role be going forward? Because the president is pretty much sidelined. No campaign events. He's pretty much, he is in quarantine. We don't quite know when he's going to have his next campaign event. And Charlie Kirk says it's time for folks like him and others to do the heavy lifting for the president. Here is Charlie Kirk on my water cooler show today on the Pod's Honest Truth. Charlie, hey, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, look, I'm going to get to some of the crazy liberal tweets in a moment. I'm sure you might have a thing or two to say about that. But tell me first how you heard the news about the president and your reaction. I know you're close friends with him. You know him well.
Yeah, when I first heard last evening that Hope Hicks had the virus, it didn't really add up very much. I know the process of going into the White House. You have to get tested. You have to go through the nasal swab. And I thought to myself, if Hope Hicks has it, then there's probably more to this story. And then the president tweeted that he was quarantining. And I know they have instant testing, so they probably did a more thorough test. And so then I went to bed and my phone just kept ringing off the hook. And then next thing you knew, I kind of woke up at 2 a.m. and the president was tested positive. So we did a podcast instantaneously. And as predicted, the left is wishing death upon our president.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, Charlie. I mean, unfortunately, it's not surprising, but, you know, the left has to be careful here. You know, they're going to say, I told you so. You know this is coming, Charlie. But if they try to gloat here, this is not the time for gloating.
Well, obviously. I mean, just look at how conservatives reacted to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and now look at how the left is reacting to the president being infected with the Chinese coronavirus. And it's just not even close. And of course, they'll get away with it. Linda Sarsour, a leading Democrat, said, oh, it looks like someone doesn't want to debate any longer. You had Andrew Yang, who ran for the presidency with the Democrats, who said, geez, I hope he didn't give it to Joe. That's his first reaction, Andrew Yang. Not that I hope that the president lives and survives, but instead, I hope that my political choice isn't also infected. So, look, I wish this would be a post-political moment. I wish this would have been a time when people would have just, you know, sent their wishes and prayers. You put plenty of the death threats up on, not death threats, death wishes, I guess you should say, it's a better way to say it, on screen. It is not surprising any of us that actually deal with the left every day. We all get death threats. We all get chased in the streets by these people. And now you're only seeing that manifest in the death wishes of our duly elected president.
Charlie, I want to talk a little bit about your work in this election, what you're trying to get accomplished. How does this potentially impact any of that, or does it? I mean, the president isn't going to be obviously campaigning anytime soon, but you've got some work to do yourself with Turning Point USA, which has been a real behemoth, if you will, a real force in election politics.
Yeah, I mean, through Turning Point Action, yes. Turning Point USA is our educational arm, so we stay out of politics there. But Turning Point Action, we're running Students for Trump, and we are doing quite a lot to mobilize young Trump supporters. And look, the campaign has announced they're not going to do any more events in the foreseeable future. We actually are not taking that tact. We are actually going to be in full operation mode. And so in some ways, maybe what we are doing is more important than ever. And so I'll be going to Utah next week if the VP debate is still happening. I'll be in Tennessee this weekend. So we're going to still be crisscrossing the country, doing live events, mobilizing students around, you know, the support of the president. And so that's what we're doing through Turning Point Action and Students for Trump. And I really believe that, you know, kind of our work is more important than ever, especially if the campaign is truly going to kind of take it easy in the coming weeks. And so we're going to be in full aggressive mode right now. And just because we're afforded the opportunity to do so, obviously taking proper precautions, but we got an election in 30 days, a million people have already voted. So the election's already here.
You know, the Democrats are going to be grabbing smelling salts November 3rd or potentially at the Supreme Court, depending on whenever this gets decided, if Biden and the Democrats lose this thing. I mean, look, think about it, right? The president's been impeached. He's got to deal with COVID-19 in terms of actually getting the virus. And, oh, by the way, there's this huge COVID-19 pandemic, and everything's been kind of curtailed back anyhow. I mean, this would be beyond belief for this president to win at this point. I think a lot of people would be surprised if he does.
Look, it's hard to know. I mean, I was watching cable TV this morning and someone was trying to predict exactly what's going to happen. And it's not predictions, it's guessing. I mean, at this point, if you have any idea of the unforeseen consequences of everything that has happened this year and you think you can model it and you can pull it, you're just guessing at this point. And so I can make an informed guess. I mean, the president's going to do a lot better than people believe based on what we're seeing on the ground. But now with the president being infected, now with the campaign being put into uncertainty with the debate. I am left to believe that nobody knows. And if anyone is telling you what is going to happen, they're probably just, you know, in the middle of the dark, just saying, how about that? And so, look, the left is certain, though, that they're going to win. I hope that they continue that certainty, because certainty usually breeds apathy and comfort. So I'm not going to try to convince them otherwise. However, I will say this, that this is probably one of the most important months in the history of our republic. Very few people, if anyone, could have saw this deviation. Not deviation, that's the right word, but this disruption on top of the vacant Supreme Court seat, on top of everything else that's happening. 2020 is really a year where a lot of these different things are intersecting into one. It's a stress test for the American country and culture and system, and I pray that we'll pass it.
Charlie, I got less than a minute left, maybe about 30 seconds or so. What's your sense? I mean, in terms of the word deflating to conservatives, I mean, President Trump thrives off the crowd, the audience, the rallies. You know, he was doing airport hangars, which is not as good as the 30,000 people or type rallies. Now what? I mean, this has got to be a little deflating to say, oh, you're taking away his bread and butter, and it's got to be a bit of a punch to the gut.
Well, look, first, let's make sure the president defeats the virus personally. I think that should be our first priority. Yeah. And secondly, we're going to have to pick up the slack. People like myself, Donald Trump Jr., and other, we're now going to do more events, and we're going to have our president's back because he's had our back. And so we are going to double down. We're going to do more. We're going to be out there even more.
Yep.
And if the president is not able to campaign, we'll do it for him.
Charlie Kirk, always great to see you. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
A big thanks to Charlie Kirk and, of course, Ted Cruz to come on the Water Cooler Show. Once again, you can watch my Monday through Friday Water Cooler Show, 4 p.m. Eastern on Real America's Voice, also on Pluto TV. Remember, Pluto, in case you don't know, maybe you're over 40, over 50, and you're like, what is Pluto exactly? Look, Pluto is the new streaming television service. You know, like Netflix, right? You know all about that. Well, now they're streaming live television for free. So if you don't want to pay for cable and you just want television for free, cable television for free, you download Pluto right there on your smart TV or your phone and all that good stuff. So that's the Water Cooler, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern on Real America's Voice Network. And by the way, it's just some quick analysis before we leave you on the president and COVID-19. I don't even know where to begin, but let's just start with this. The bottom line is if you or I or anybody think we know how this is going to end, whether it be from an election standpoint or just how or whether or not this helps the president politically or not, no one knows. I mean, let's be honest. First of all, we have to see how the symptoms progress or don't progress, number one. Secondly, let's remember, there's a school of thought here that the Democrats are going to say, which is basically that, hey, I told you so. We told you to wear a mask. Stop flaunting it. Donald Trump was like, you know, come to the rallies. I don't care if you wear a mask. If you wear a mask, great. If you don't, you don't. So there's the hindsight second guessing. And of course, that could hurt President Trump to say, you know, why do we want to elect a reckless president? At the same time, there is a school of thought that says, hey, wait a minute, President Trump has COVID. He could be seen as, get ready for this, folks, a sympathetic figure. I know Donald Trump is a sympathetic figure, but he got COVID. He's 74. He beat it. Patriotism rules. Come on, let's all pull for the president, that type of. Hey, look, it's out there. That's the other school of thought. Truth of the matter is, I have no idea, neither do you, neither does any political pundit, and quite frankly, even the president himself and Biden have no idea how this is all going to end. Can't wait. We're going to follow it here on the Pod's Honest Truth.